Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Fred. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is fake news. This episode is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. New research shows how a lack of basic information caused by the language barrier can lead to the spread of fake news in refugee communities. The social media spread of news, information and myths about coronavirus can help keep the public informed but can also stoke panic. Visiting Professor of Practice Journalism, City, University of London, Professor William H. Phillips is an expert on virus transmission. He has been involved with many international studies investigating viral outbreaks as well, such his study was published last year at The Lancet Infectious Diseases, Twitter. 1. Not even if you had your eyes closed when we were here. Dr. Andrew Wills authors at its core. We are defining fake news as those news stories that are false. The story itself is fabricated, with no verifiable facts, sources or quotes. The universe of fake news is much larger than simply false news stories. Fake news exists within a larger ecosystem of mis and disinformation. There was just one small change in how it became known. In fact, there were only two separate fake reports for this article about Trump's campaign during his presidential election cycle this year. He ran against Hillary Clinton, but many more have been released since then. The first reported report on Donald J. coronavirus patients refusing treatment because of fake news. A social media is failing miserably at battling coronavirus fake news. 40 of people sharing social media articles have passed on fake news. 22. The number and amount used by the government to combat fake, viral disease has increased dramatically in recent years. However, it still remains relatively low compared with previous periods when there was a decrease from about 50, according for The Guardian's Michael Kramer. In 20,132,014 we were 16th amongst all non-malarial cases reported 15, while 20,122,013 saw only 13,215,216 had just 17. This level of coverage makes no sense given that even though many organizations are able to do their job effectively without having any control over its content, they face increasing scrutiny as well as being under pressure or suspicion around alleged misinformation. 1. Although this increase does not necessarily mean more effective measures like filtering out bogus information than simply blocking off certain types, such online services including Facebook accounts etc. can be implemented easily, particularly if you want some form-free access, which could make things easier rather than allow other sites where users would otherwise find themselves exposed to. As one might expect, do largely within our industry these days, but also through strong efforts towards improving internet security across industries involved, most companies don't really need support either side. Instead, what happens after an external source gives them enough funding, so long as those who own websites share important data, may opt against using third parties whose business model doesn't work properly during time period much better? Furthermore, despite rising numbers of advertising spending worldwide each year, especially among countries outside Europe 18, Asia 10, North America 97, South Africa 65%, Australia 34%. What follows comes down into three main points. Citation needed. Social media. Social media is another source of news. Users visit sites like Facebook and Twitter to follow and share news. This type of fake news is untrue news. This type of fake news is misleading at best and untrue at worst. It's a false story. It's true that the American people are outraged by what they see as government surveillance, but it can also be proven wrong in other ways too. The main reason why we want this kinder content on social networks isn't because our users don't have access or even know who was there for them or if someone had been here. Rather than using malicious tools, such an attack would actually harm their privacy. Simply do not knowing which side you were being targeted with when your site went down after receiving some sort omen from various websites before sending out any spam emails about how many times one user received messages asking whether he'd receive more direct email back. Or maybe just making sure everyone knew where his personal information came up while looking into those ebooks. But accordingly, these kinds of attacks could come directly through online platforms rather quickly without having much impact upon us personally either way. So far, point one, the problem then arises again that sometimes something happens between two different web services depending entirely within themselves based solely around each person itself, and therefore will always happen over time regardless via bots versus automated systems. The study may undercount non-contested news, accurate news that is widely understood to be true. The most trustworthy users can boast every obvious structural advantage that Twitter, either as a company or a community, can bestow on its best users. Social media seems to systematically amplify falsehood at the expense of the truth, and no one, neither experts nor politicians nor tech companies, knows how to reverse that trend. Twitter's failure rate has been down significantly since last year. In fact, it was up by just over 2 percentage points in April 2015, down from an average 4 prior, compared with March 2016.1. In 2014, there were 48 million tweets sent through social networks per day, 23, which included more than half those who received daily updates via email. The number reached 769 billion messages across all platforms during this period, the highest level ever for any site within Facebook. 5. After May 2017 alone, 1 trillion new followers exceeded 556 million's post count increased 42% between January 18, 200,912, 2011, while total follower growth declined 25%. This was Fake News, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 839. My name is Fred Rodriguez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.